following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in on Still Just Fishing Show.
Good morning.
We got Chris Nichols and Ted Hartman here with us this morning.
Good morning.
Captain Chip Wingo on the phone already. Let's get Captain Chip on. Good morning, Chip. How you doing?
What's happening, guys?
How you doing, Chip?
Uh-oh, you sound like you're inside.
You back from hunting?
Got back, and I'm already back up here.
I would have figured. You already in the stand?
No, I'm going to sneak in here in a couple minutes. All right. It's overcast, raining. So, man, I tell you what, I don't know if you talked to Leon. Our bite Wednesday was unbelievable. Oh, yeah. South Valley.
Oh, good.
Sheephead and big pompano in the intercoastal was, I mean, unreal.
That's pretty neat, the pompanos in there.
Yeah, but they're all big keepers. So we had, I mean, the sheephead, it was every cast, you know, I mean, and big ones, and fishing in deeper water, which is really amazing because there wasn't a whole lot of structure on the bottom. But I mean, he had to clean fish for an hour and a half. Luckily, I only had to keep a few, and my clients didn't want them, so I kept them for myself. Wow.
What are y'all doing? Chumming with sand fleas up there in the intercoastal?
Gotcha. Oh, just throwing a fiddler out and, you know, drifting along an edge, rather.
Yeah, I know them pomps will eat a fid.
Yeah.
I found that out.
Yeah, they love them. I mean, you know, and further south down in St. Augustine, they were having days of 12 and 19. Mm. So, and Scotty Shank had a 12-pound permit as well, so, which is really cool. But
I'd like to get into those. I've never caught a permit. I'd love to get into messing them.
Yeah, it's kind of like hang on.
Yeah, that's what I see. I see pictures of people bringing those in, and it's like they fight like crazy.
Yeah, if they get bigger, yeah, they're a handful.
Yeah, Chris caught a pompano with a fiddler when we were sheephead fishing one time up on the rocks.
Yeah, and when he bugged out for the channel, went around the outboard, I knew that wasn't a sheep's head.
Yeah,
he was pretty lively.
They definitely screamed some drag out and pulled some line. But
yeah,
it was strange because I did a double on Wednesday and we caught black drum in the morning and a lot of them. And it was really strange because nothing wanted shrimp. Everything wanted fiddler crabs. So, you know, when we were fishing that area, and Leon and I were pretty close together the other morning, I mean, I could have basically tied off on his boat. It was, you throw a live shrimp, nothing. Let it drift, nothing. Throw it, pop the head off, throw it out there, nothing. Put a fiddler crab on, throw it out just as it was starting to sweep, it nailed. So,
never tried drifting with a fiddler.
Yeah,
always with a shrimp or a mud minnow or something, you know.
Well, you throw up current and just allow it to come back. You know, throw it up current and let it drift down the edge, bumping. And as it gets down to that deeper section, it, you know, as it falls down the ledge is when it gets hit. So it was, you know, we were looking for drum there, actually, and ended up finding, you know, everything else we wanted.
So, did you try any blue crab?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, the bite was so good, there was no need to do anything else, you know.
Yeah.
It was just insane.
That's when you want to make sure you got enough little fiddlers there, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, if we'd have run out, I'd been running back, you know.
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering, since they were so into fiddler crabs, I was wondering if they were just on a strict crab diet that day.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, the water was actually pretty clear down in the valley last week, too. It was really nice.
Yeah.
It was.
Water has looked better.
Did you see the pictures that Vic put on there with our trip Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
That was great, man. We had a blast.
I was like, that's funny. I don't see my invite. I didn't see a text. I missed a call. I didn't get an email. Not even smoke signal.
Yeah.
Captain's day off. Vic got to fish.
Well, the wind was bad. We did try smoke signals, though.
Yeah. I'm just Leon Cigar, so
there you go.
Yeah, we've all these years and we've never fished together. That's pretty weird, you know.
Yeah. Well, always, you know, it's when the weather's good we fish with clients.
I know.
Yeah. Well, well, the thing is when it's bad for us to go, it's usually really bad.
So. Exactly. Yeah, it's like whenever the weather's so bad, you cancel a trip. You don't want to get out there in it anyway, you know?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Have you seen any big bluefish down there?
I haven't seen any of those yet. I think I saw them feeding on the small mullet the other day, because I had my clients that day. He took his girlfriend. She wanted to fish, so started fishing. And, you know, we put her on that really good bite waiting for the tide to fall all the way out so you could throw the fly. And then by the time the tide fell all the way out, the wind had picked up pretty good, so it was very difficult to see anything on the fly.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was there was something in the intercoastal that was just pounding the mullet. And but we never got a shot at it. It was really strange the way it went, but you know, it could have been those because it was kind of a ferocious bite the way they were eating the mullet. So, but no telling. I mean, it was one of those days where, you know, I saw your pictures too. It was unbelievable. I mean, that kind of bite for where we were at, you know, fishing the ledge looking for black drum. And there were some black drum mixed in too. I think Leon had one that was about 12.5 pounds. You know, that mixed in with all the pompano. I think he had 7 pompano in the box. I laughed. He got done, went back. He stopped an hour early because they had the full cooler. And when I fish,
there you go. Like, oh,
so, but yeah, it's, I haven't been up north in a bit to check it out. You know, we're big fishes where you guys like to fish as well, because I've been so busy down there. But I'm looking forward to getting back to some of those other spots and seeing if they're there again. So
yeah, I've been waiting on that water temperature to cool down, and when it did a little bit, you know, it just helped, you know, quite a bit of stuff to start biting, you know, good.
Yeah.
Have you done any of that? What's that you do with the you fish and shoot duck all at the same time?
We were doing cast and blast. That ended November 1st on the marsh hens. And I tell you what, though, when we were fishing Wednesday, there was a lot of gunfire coming from Guana.
Yeah, did Steve go with you anytime? Remember, you know, Steve Grant?
Yeah, Steve went with me a couple years ago.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to get back out. I wanted to take his dad.
Yeah, I went with him. I went fishing with him Monday.
Off.
You there?
A lot of, but yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Blinking in and out.
I hear the music hitting it, so you guys have an awesome day.
All right, Chip. Appreciate your call, man. Anybody like to give Chip a call? 614-4989.
Hey, good report, Chip. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll get with Al for you, and maybe we can set up a time.
Sounds perfect.
Okay, dude. We'll talk to you later.
I appreciate it, Chip. Good luck up there, and we'll see you when you get back down here.
Got it, bud.
All right, man. 222-8255 is the number to call us. 222-TALK, and we'll be back after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning on the Still Just Fishing Show. Give us a call if you like. 222-8255 is the number to call us. And, the bike's been pretty good since that water temperature's dropped down. So, I've been enjoying it. And, we went out there, of course, lost several sheephead that got on the poles out there. I don't know, just wouldn't stay buttoned up on the hook. But that was a pretty good bite going on.
Well, I got two that were on the lip, on the skin of the lip. But
yeah, it looked like
surprised we got them in.
I know. Sometimes when you do that and you net them, like I netted a couple of them there that came right off, And, it was weird how it just came right off the hook right when you got them in the net.
Yep.
It was luckily we got them in the net. But
they don't have them great big old rubber lips like the drum.
You're right.
Yeah, those drum are pretty nice, too. I enjoy catching them. But and usually you get those on the jig head. You kind of keep them on there, you know. But
I was still trimming out fillets yesterday. I was like slicing bloodline and stuff, cleaning out. I took all the fillets off, put them in a tray, and had them on ice. But what I did was I kind of fine tuned them, cut the pin bones out, cut some of the bloodline out of there, and I'm telling you what, I can't wait to get that get that stuff on a plate.
You know, fry it. They are so good.
I'm thinking of exploring some other. I'm thinking pan roasting, pan sear.
I wonder how air fry would do.
It would good. It's good. I've done it. You take and put maybe some shaking, but excuse me, some shake and bake or something like that on them that you know that has a little crunch to them when you put them in there. It'll brown it right up.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it has a setting for fish.
Oh, it does. I'd wondered about that because I know some people say you have to put a little oil in with it.
These are oilless.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You don't need to put no oil.
So I know some of the air fryers, you put a little oil in there, keep them from sticking or something. Like that. I don't really know because I don't have
like one, maybe some Pam or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that, but you don't have to if you're going to put a little breading on it.
Yeah. I'd like to try it out. I love fried fish, man. Gosh, I love fried fish. Fried
oh, my oyster. Goodness. My Thanksgiving was... fried flounder. Oh
yeah.
Oh, mama. Oh,
the only thing about the when you air fry them, I think they get dry. They're a little dry. That's why you need to put something
some kind of crust
on them. Yeah, because in a grease, they won't do that. They won't get dry because of the grease. It soaks up a little bit of that grease. But if you put them in the air fryer, they're gonna be a little dry.
Yeah, that's what.
Because it pulls all the moisture out, but put something on them, and I think they'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to try that.
Yeah, I took some of that House Autry's Hush Puppy mix and added some fresh chopped onion and some chopped jalapeno, and added that in the mix, made a little single serving size of that, and whipped out some Hush Pups to give the oil some flavor before I put that flounder in there.
As my wife says, that'll make your tongue slap your brains out.
Yep. My goodness.
I know, man.
I'm telling you.
I love it. I love it.
I'm saying.
And, you know, I was thinking about the cooking of the oils and stuff, so I brought this in, too. It says, you know, it's a little thing about using extra virgin olive oil, whether you're using it wrong or not. And it's pretty good information in here. It says not all cooking oils are created equal.
That's true.
Some cooking oils have distinct flavors, while others are suited for high temperatures. Every oil is unique. And here are six common oils and their best uses. One is the extra virgin olive oil, an often misused oil. Extra virgin olive oil should not be used for cooking or frying. It's simply too delicate and cannot withstand the high temperatures, which can damage the flavor of it.
Mm-hmm. And that's usually the darker colors.
Yeah, ruining the dishes. Instead, use it as a finishing oil. Drizzle it over pasta, salad, or bread.
There you go.
Yep.
Olive oil, unlike extra virgin, as standard olive oil can be used for cooking and frying. It can withhold temperatures up to 460 degrees. Mm-hmm. In many cases, you can use it in place of other cooking oils. Just be sure you're using plain olive oil and not the extra virgin olive oil.
That's a really good tip. I had no idea. I thought they were all olive oils were the same.
I did too, kind of. You know, never knew about not using the extra virgin for cooking. Coconut oil is better for baking than cooking. Coconut oil is generally solid at room temperature. It can be used for some cooking, but like extra virgin, it doesn't play well with high temperatures. Keep it at 350 degrees or below and use it as a butter substitute. Canola oil or vegetable oil is a good option for high heat cooking, baking, and frying. These oils are completely neutral in flavor, but they're not heart healthy. Vegetable oil is a generic mix of oils, including soybean, canola, and palm oils, making it the most inexpensive cooking oil. My favorite, peanut oil.
Bingo.
Great for high heat cooking, frying, deep frying. Peanut oil has a neutral flavor, so you can easily use it in just about any dish that needs a cooking oil. It's also a more heart-healthy option than vegetable oil or canola oil. And then they have avocado oil, which I've never used myself.
I have.
No, you have?
It's very, very mild.
When you need an oil to withstand high temps, this is your oil. It has a smoke point of 510 degrees, making it perfect for grilling and stir-frying. What makes avocado oil particularly unique is it can also be used as a finishing oil, like extra virgin olive oil. It's light yet resilient. So that's kind of a run through of the oils. And like I've always liked the, you know, frying fish and peanut oil.
Yeah, that's all I use for fish and hush pups. I'm surprised it didn't say a little bit more about heart healthy on the avocado oil.
And the oil. I think that's olive oil, too. Because I understood that that's good for your heart. It's got the good fat in it.
Yeah.
And then, see, the peanut oil, of course, we usually use that for fried turkeys in, of course. And, that's another thing I miss, fried turkey. Oh, boy, I love deep fried turkey. And
I'd love to watch that whole process sometime, because the thought of putting that monster bird into a fryer and not having it boil or explode or what, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it has to go down slow.
If you watch those videos on YouTube, you'll see a bunch of people put frozen turkeys in, they'll explode.
So you're a munitions expert.
And you know, but you also, a lot of times people won't measure the oil. Like you take in, before you even, you know, rub your turkey and stuff like that, you put it in the pot and then you fill it up with water to the level you want the oil to be. And then you measure that water, because a lot of people will overfill the pot and thinking that they'll put the turkey in. When that oil gets hot and you put that turkey in, that oil comes out of the pot because
they've
got too much into the fire. And then the whole thing's on fire.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a long hose to that little propane tank, you better move.
Yeah.
But
is that what happened to old Fire Marshal Bill? How he got that?
Yeah. There you go. But I've seen the videos where people do it on their patios, set their whole patios on fire and stuff. Man. I mean, it's do it in the garage, set the garage on fire. You really have to be careful with it, and you want to measure that oil. Using water in the pot to decide how much oil to put in, because you want it just enough to cover the turkey. I mean, my drumsticks, even the bones stick out a little bit whenever I do it, because I mean, as it's boiling, as it's cooking, I mean, that oil splashing up on the ends of the drumsticks, so it's it cooks it pretty good.
Oh, it's plenty hot, I'm sure.
But it's pretty easy to do, and, it's a lot quicker, of course, than baking a turkey,
That's what I heard. I heard it's quick. How quick?
It depends. I think it's like three minutes per pound plus five minutes. Mm-hmm. Or it's 3.5 minutes per pound plus 5 minutes.
Oh.
And so, in other words, you take a 10-pound turkey. I mean, it's going to be, less than an hour to fix to cook it. And the other thing you want to do is get that oil up higher than your 325, because when you put that turkey in, even at room temperature, it's going to cool it down.
Yeah.
But you want to get that turkey at room temperature. You want to take it out of the refrigerator early that morning and get it room temperature, because if you don't and you put it in there, I mean, if it's got any parts of frozen water in it, it's going to explode.
I would also imagine that it'd probably be prudent to start out with a full tank of propane.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good. That would be good. Yeah. Either that or have a spare there beside you, ready
there
to change it out.
Quick for change.
Before the oil gets cooled. And then they say you can take fried potatoes in it afterwards, which helps clean the oil. And then you can filter it through a coffee filter. And then reuse the oil, but I never did. I always liked that fresh oil.
I remember trying that a couple times, and it just seemed like more hassle than
it is.
Just go buy another jug of oil.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is expensive, so a lot of people try to reuse it, but then you got to store it and all that stuff too, unless you're going to use it the following week for fish, frying some fish. But anyway, 222-8255, and we'll be back after this.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Retailers are offering much of their Black Friday deals online this year. Shoppers still showed up at malls and stores around the country yesterday looking for deep discounts and to take in the scene. Black Friday is expected to be the busiest shopping day of the year. According to ShopperTrack, sales were expected to hit $23 billion on Friday. That would be up from $21 billion during the same year-ago period. According to MasterCard Spending Pulse, it tracks all forms of payment, including cash. Officials in Tijuana say the Mexican border city faces a humanitarian crisis because of the approximately 5,000 Central American migrants gathered there in hopes of winning asylum in the United States. The city's mayor says he's seeking aid from the United Nations because he cannot commit public resources and has not received much help from Mexico's national government. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Mark your calendars Friday, November the 30th. That's the Friday after Thanksgiving weekend. Join us for our second year anniversary of the morning show here at WBOB. I'm your host, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, all of us. It's going to be packed. It's going to be huge. Hundreds of people will attend, but I got to get you on the list. Email me, ed@wbob.com. A free party. Come on by or go to eventbrite.com. Type in the keywords Ed Dean or WBOB. Our second year anniversary, Friday from 6 to 9 here at the Salem Center.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Thursday, November 29th at 8 p.m., it's Dave Koz in concert at the Florida Theater in downtown Jacksonville. Friday, November 30th at 7 p.m., enjoy the Harlem Globetrotters at Veterans Memorial Arena. And Friday, November 30th through Sunday, December 2nd, the Jacksonville Symphony presents A French Fantasy at Jacoby Symphony Hall. Check online for daily showtimes.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Good driving around town this morning. As for the weather, it doesn't look like a too bad of a weekend, mostly cloudy. Looking for a high today, about 77. 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy tonight, down to 56. And then Sunday, partly sunny, high 75. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, down to 61. And a little more rain Monday night, 60% chance of that. 66 at AM 600 WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And, of course, here are our advertisers on there. We'll appreciate all of our advertisers this year staying with us. And, you know, Trolling Motor Service, Matt over there does a wonderful job over there. And in that new shop he's got, I say new shop, he's been there for quite a while now. But But anyways, great shop he's got over there.
He put a great trolling motor on my boat.
Yep. And then you got to use it this past week. And
I love it.
You mean the GPS, HD GPS anchor?
I tell you, the anchor lock on those things, or spot lock, whatever you call them, man.
My goodness.
I tell you, it's just wonderful. I mean, to be able to not have to drop anchor and pull it up, especially when you're at the jetties out there and there's rocks, you know, you put that anchor down in those rocks, sometimes it just don't want to come out.
Well, the anchor now is just a safety device now. I just use it in case.
Yeah, I've still got mine on the boat. I mean, I always take mine, just, you know.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, one of the things I use mine for, too, is also up in the creeks and the shallows, because, you know, when you're up there and you don't have a lot of current, that trolling motor's turning back and forth trying to hold you still. And
keep you out of the mud.
You know, and it'll turn if you're in real shallow water. Of course, the trolling motor stir up mud, stuff like that. So I don't use anchor lock up in the shallows, but now in the creeks when we're trout fishing or throwing top water, stuff like that, I do. But you know, that's a whole different situation. You're in deeper water doing that usually, and but I do love that. I do love that anchor lock.
I got those anchor poles, those mm-hmm. shallow water anchors.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you've seen those loops I put on there.
Oh yeah, you made me one. Yeah.
Yep, stick it in the dirt. Mm-hmm. You can pull with no anchor still.
And you do that, and you can keep the boat from swinging back and forth. You know, mm-hmm. you put your anchor in the front and put the pole in the back. And
buy all that stuff at Ace Hardware?
Nope. The one I bought, I made for him, yes, uh-huh. I bought that at Walmart.
Fiberglass
rod, yeah.
Okay.
But there's a website you can go to. It's called... I'll have to look it up in a few minutes, but they sell all the accessories for it. The rubber handles,
mm-hmm.
The plastic handle on the top, the stainless steel point. They even got them if you want to cut it in half and make several different sizes.
Yeah. So you can screw on
different lengths.
Yeah.
Of it. And you can get all those there. So you get all the pieces. You can get the camouflage rods.
So it's like
they said the fish can't see it.
It's like a power pole manual model, right?
Yep, the old Cajun Acre.
There you go. Yeah, I've heard of it. I've been hearing about them for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably use one of those, but I'm.
Yeah, you can't use them at the jetties, but you know.
No, I'm thinking Mill Cove.
Of course, as close to the rocks we got the other day, you could have used.
Yeah.
But, but those, man, I tell you what, be able to catch your black drum and sheep's head and redfish and all that with fiddlers along the edge of the rocks right now, that's just a plus, you know.
It is, to be able to get all of them. Like mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, some of the reds are too big, but, I mean, we have been catching some slot reds, too, you know, mixed in with them. And, even in that deep water the other day, you know, we got one slot red. Should have had a couple of them, but the sharks moved in. That water temperature still wasn't cold enough, and we got sharks moved in on us, and so that kind of hurt some of the reds. And I just, once that happens, like I told the guys, I said, we might as well leave. You know, I don't want to kill these fish just to, you know, try to catch something to take home. Yeah. We got Rob on the phone. Let's get Rob on. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, Rob.
Morning, Captain Vic.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir, and how about yourself?
Doing good, doing good.
I hope you didn't cancel your fishing trips yesterday based on the weather guesser's forecast.
Actually, we did.
That was a weird day, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, I'm like, okay, when's it going to rain? When's it going to rain? And when it did rain, it rained. I mean, we got it, I'm going to say probably about 1:30. It came through at our house, and of course, the wind picked up like crazy. So it's probably a good thing not to be out there. I looked at Windfinder at one time around, I think it was around 11 o'clock, and I think it was showing something like 17 knots at Bayport.
All right. Well, the wind didn't pick up here until probably 3 o'clock, and we didn't get any rain until just about dark.
And we got a bunch of hard rain last night after dark, too. But
right.
But yeah, we actually got some during the day, but it wasn't really hard, but it was hard enough to be kind of miserable out there on the water.
Yeah, it came down pretty good there about, what was it, right before dark?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's probably what got to us after dark, because it looked like it come off the beach.
Yeah, after dark it poured. I do remember that, but I remember thinking how blessed I was to finish up my bike ride, and I just got back to the garage, and I felt it start to sprinkle, and then I had everything put away, and it came down.
Yeah.
That was the lighter of the two showers, because the one later on that you're talking about?
Yeah.
That was pouring.
Probably, yeah. I'd say around 8 or 9 o'clock, something like that.
Yeah, I haven't checked my rain gauge, but I bet you anything I got another half inch, because I woke up to a half an inch in the gauge, so overnight, coming into Friday, Thursday night, it rained, too.
Did y'all get that hard rain, Rob, last night?
It was periodically hard, but mostly it was just a steady light rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. What part of town are you in, Rob?
Off of San Pablo between Atlantic and Beach.
Okay. Yeah, so you were probably, a lot of times they're like dumping out by you, and then by the time they get to Arlington where I'm at, they've kind of settled down a bit.
Right. Captain Chris, last time we talked about underwater video cameras, you said there was a good inexpensive one. And I can't find my notes on what the name of it was.
And I don't have any specific information on it, but I have seen back, just 10 years ago, I mean, your best option was going in Walgreens, and they had some little waterproof Instamatics, but they were just single shot, what I mean?
You had the GoPros, but then there's another one that I think Ted was talking about those. Yeah, here a while back was talking about the cameras that are like GoPros, except they're a lot cheaper.
Yeah, Wymus.
Wymus?
Mm-hmm.
How would you spell that?
W-I-M-U-S, I believe. Wymus.
Yeah.
It's a Japanese-made GoPros, what it is. Looks just like a GoPro. Yeah. And, in fact, all their accessories, the GoPro accessories, will work on that camera.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's
the one
you're talking about.
It's 4K Bluetooth. It'll set up with your network and everything. You can control it with your phone. It's pretty cool.
Is that a Wi-Fi one?
Yes, sir. It has Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and it has an app you can download.
Yeah, that's the one we were talking that time about using it for looking at underwater. Looking at your lures underwater to see how they work.
Right. It's WIMIUS.
And the cheapest one I see on Amazon is like $40.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They've even come down. I think I paid $80 for mine, but that still beats $300 of what you'll pay for a GoPro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's $40, you said, and that's pretty reasonable, I'm telling you.
It looks just like a GoPro.
Mm-hmm. And that's, it probably has a card in it, I would guess.
Yeah, it has
a
little mini SD card.
Yeah.
The batteries you can get online and search Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find the high capacity batteries that are, I think, 1400 milliamp battery. That thing will last all day just about. Mm-hmm. Now the 800 or 900 that comes with it only lasts you a couple of hours, probably 3 hours. Mm. But you can upgrade the battery and get a little longer use out of it.
Hmm. That's pretty neat.
With the chargers and all, it comes with them.
So did you write that down, Rob?
Yes, sir, I sure did. Y'all have a great weekend here.
Hey, thank you, Rob. Brother. Appreciate it.
You too, Rob. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving with your family.
Yes, I did, sir.
Did you eat too much? Like the rest of us?
Who didn't?
I could hardly swallow the saliva in my mouth.
That's pretty good. Well, Rob, appreciate your call as always, man.
All righty, we all take care.
All right, thanks for calling, Rob.
And 222-8255 is the number to call us, and we'll be back after this.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Hey boaters, are you tired of trying to find the time off work to take your boat to shop, only to find you need to take more time off to pick it up afterward? Are you letting your maintenance go because you just can't be without your boat? If either sound familiar, then give Captain Mike a call at 904-614-3423 and he'll come to your place to do the maintenance for you. No leaving work and no being without your boat. 100-hour maintenance. Trailer lights, bilge, and live well pumps are all kept in good order. Keep your boat in top shape. Call Captain Mike at 904-614-3423.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
Losers. And we're back this morning. And anyway, you heard about Durance Tree Service there. I'm going to tell you, I've had them out at my house, and I'm telling you what, the jam up. You ought to call them, get them at your house. If you've got any tree trimming to do, I don't get up on the ladder anymore, I can tell you, because, my neighbor actually fell off a ladder and landed on his neck and his shoulder and broke his back. So you have to really kind of.
It's not worth it.
It's not really. I mean, to pay them to come out and do it. Anyway, 449-2848 is their phone number, 449-2848. And, get out there and trim your trees and all that, especially before we get this next, hurricane season come up next year.
Yeah, it's kind of like
plenty of time to do that. So
kind of like going with a full-time fishing guide like you, these tree services, they do this for a living.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they get it done, and they get it done quickly, safely, and, clean up the better ones. You got to, make sure they clean up. Most of them do. They clean up real good, but it's like these people can burn up more gas and tackle and stuff trying to, they'll learn more on a full day fishing trip with a guide like yourself than they will in six months of hunting around, Easter egging around trying to find the fish.
Well, I always tell people, too, if you listen to somebody doing a seminar or something like that, go listen to them. If you may know a lot of what they're talking about, too. But, you know, if you learn one thing, you can use that one extra thing for the rest of your life, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, different people have different techniques also. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about hiring different guys to learn different stuff, you know. I mean, you can, you know. That's why I'd like to fish with Captain Wingo sometimes. You know, him and I just, we've never fished together, and it's kind of weird how you do that. I mean, Mike Darvo and I have, and, you know, people like Captain Kirk Waltz and I have never fished together. Captain Fred Morrow and I had fished together several times, and, you know, I really enjoyed fishing with him.
Yeah.
That was a lot of knowledge he had, you know.
And, yeah. Miss old Captain Fred. Miss seeing it. Little Yvonne boat out there.
Yeah.
But one thing I've noticed about you pros that are still in it, doing it all the time, y'all are like masters of your domain. Look at Chip and Leon. They all kind of pick out an area and get it wired up, and you got the jetties, you know. Kirk does the jetties and some beach. You know, everybody seems to have the, you know, a particular area they like to concentrate in and just wire it up to where they know where to be and when. That's always something. And nothing beats being out there and doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The pattern's different. It's getting in that pattern at different places, like the jetties. The pattern's going to be different in there than it would be out in the coast off the, in the beach.
Yeah.
So it's knowing, you know, some people will just be better at it at that location, like in the valley.
Yeah.
Sounds like Chip and Leon has it nailed in.
Yeah. They got that area dialed in for sure down there. And it's like me. I mean, I don't fish down that far. You know, I do go south of the river, but I don't go all the way down to the valley, you know. And, I mean, they've got that area dialed in. I've fished down there in the past years ago, but when you're down there every day, like you're talking about, that's a whole different story. When you're down there, you know, and you're fishing it regularly, then when you go down there, it's probably been, oh gosh, 20 years since I've been fishing in the valley.
Yeah. What was the old Seinfeld thing? Become a master of your domain.
I got that website for the shallow water anchors if you want me to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's MGS for the number 4 and the letter U.com. And go to do it yourself shallow water anchors. And you can surf in that net, in that website, and you'll find them. There's parts for different types of anchors. You can, you know, there's couplers, there's the tips, the handles, the grips, just about anything you want to build it yourself.
And if you don't have a place to store like a long one, then they have the couplers in there where you just kind of take it out of your storage compartment, screw it together, and make a long one.
Yeah,
you know.
On my gunnel, I keep these little clips. I got two different sizes. One on one side, I clip on the longer one, and on the other side, the short one. And then a handle for, it's only about 2 foot handle, and I can screw that on either one, and I've got two different lengths.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, using those shallow water anchors, especially when the wind's blowing a lot of times and it blows your boat back and forth, you get the front, you know, if you're using your spot lock or using an anchor, you know, either one. I mean, being able to put that shallow water anchor down at the back and put it down in the mud and tie it on the cleat there. And, I mean, things just jam up about keeping your boat from swinging all over the place, you know.
It's like you were saying, you don't want to use your trolling motor in shallow water. It kicks up mud. There you go. Stick these down in there and you're good to go.
Yeah.
No fooling with an anchor.
I mean, you sit there, even if you don't notice it very much, if you're in shallow water, the trolling motor will can stir up some mud. And a lot of times people are looking for fish. I know, looking out, I've been, you know, fishing with people before and stuff, and you're looking out, you're looking at the edge of the banks and stuff like that. You look for redfish pushing awake and you don't really notice
that big what's mud happening trail behind
you. Yeah, what's happening right there at the boat. You know what I mean? You're looking out away from the boat, so that's the thing, you know. That's like one day I was out I had a couple of customers, and we were, you know, easing down the bank, and I saw this redfish kind of moving down the bank. We were way out, so I wouldn't spook anything. So it was headed toward these big oyster beds, and I said, well, let's just kind of move over here, see if we can kind of catch this fish before he gets behind these oyster beds. So we're easing over there, and I'm not even, you know, paying attention to what is happening right at the boat. I'm looking at this redfish, and his back was coming out of the water, his tail was coming out of the water. So, I mean, it's like, you know, it's one of those that you got to catch. You know, you need to get up there, and you got to catch him. And we got up there pretty close, and then all of a sudden there's like 10 or 15 fish sitting on this mud bank that I got the boat right on top of. I mean, they just started splashing and stirring up mud and taking off. And I'm like, you know, here I'm looking at one fish, trying to catch that one fish, and
that's so much
here, we
fun.
We had
now
10 or 15 of them right there that we could have been, you know, could have been targeting, you know.
I love that. You know that area that you fish over there across from Sisters?
Yeah.
I used to call it East Hannah because it's like on the other side of the creek.
Yeah.
We went up in there one day with somebody with a really shallow draft boat, and these reds were trying to run from us. And they had their backs out of the water, and they looked like acting like mud minnows, you know.
Yeah, they're trying to get up there.
It was funny, yeah, because we could see them coming toward us, and we were using artificials, and I said, to heck with this, and I grabbed a live shrimp, put it on a jig, and they slammed it. It was so shallow, I guess they were so worried about, you know, stranding themselves. They weren't eating the artificials, but they went right for a live shrimp. But that was funny. I was just chuckling, seeing, you know, 20-plus inch res just like in water, so shallow. They had their backs out of the water, and they're like frantically trying to their tails going 90 to nothing, and they're trying to make headway through that real shallow water. It was really funny.
That was Bill.
Love watching that.
That was Bill. Blenny Bill.
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna hate me for saying that, but anyway, he was talking about using that trolling motor sometimes. Like, he was just texting me and said that he's actually stirred up mud like that and having water running into your live well. The mud comes up into the live well also killed off a shrimp, and that does happen. I've seen that happen before too, from, you know, stirring up mud with the trolling motor. But, thanks for reminding me, Bill, about that. That was, you know, things like that, when you get up in that shallow water, especially if you got a live well that's pumping water the whole time to keep your bait alive. Now, mine, of course, recirculates the water that's in there. So I usually don't have that problem in the last couple of boats I've had. But that can happen, you know.
You remember when Gail and I were fishing with our son out there in Tallahassee, I called you when that big school of fish came through right up under the boat. Well, Gail threw out a bait, a little pinfish, and there were, I think, AJs mixed in with a bunch of reds.
Oh, yeah.
And she caught the red, and she was reeling him in. He must have been, and I could see him, he's around 3 foot. And then a big jewfish came there, swallowed that thing whole.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, goodbye.
No, man.
He wasn't going to fight that one.
No, no. No, and if you do it, don't take it. It's not long before it breaks the line.
Isn't that cool how she can catch a big red, and then while she's reeling it in, even catch a bigger one?
Yeah.
I mean, she's just got it.
There you go.
I usually lose them. Hers grow as she gets it closer to the boat.
222-8255. Give us a call. We'll be back after this.